You're listening to BNF Podcast, where we integrate actionable interventions, intuitive therapy tools, mindfulness, and technology for today's modern mental health therapist. Each week, we take a closer look at a niche population as it relates to our monthly theme. Each episode is pre-recorded as part of a live continuing education lecture with online CEUs available at mytherapies.org/BNF. I'm your host, April Neff, LMSW, and private practice therapist. Welcome to today's episode of BNF. Hello. Welcome to Ground Zero on the BNF podcast. Thank you so much for being here listening today. I'm really excited to work with you and contribute back to our mental health community. For those of you unfamiliar with me and my work, this is a perfect place to start the origin episode. My name is April Neff, and I chose the name BNF for two reasons. One, my initials and name just happens to be A.Neff. The other reason is that it reminds me of the phrase, you are enough, which has resonated with me for a long time. It's my core belief that each person we meet is enough in that moment, enough to get them where they want to be. And should I be lucky enough that we find each other in my office and they share their story with me? It's enough to build that story into the life that they deserve. As strange as it sounds, this has nothing to do with where my story begins. I'm a lifetime field worker in the social work field. I've had very few jobs outside of mental health. In my first mental health experience in my career, I was privileged to work as a lowly group provider teaching emotion regulation skills to middle schoolers. I was hardly prepared, fresh, young, and just imagined changing lives, writing my own curriculum, teaching the value of pro-social skills. This wasn't the field I intended or imagined myself in as a child, but this was a job I could find with no degree, little college, and I gladly took it. I enjoyed it. I loved crafting up exercises, bringing them to life in front of me, and building a team out of my little class. I enjoyed telling stories as a kid, and I saw each person I worked with as a collection, a story, and enjoyed my role writing it together where the child, then later teens, and then adults wanted to go as I worked with different populations. This started a long career of jobs that took me in schools, working in crisis, but always in mental health. I always came back to mental health. When I started seriously knocking out my college courses, I switched from journalism to psychology to social work as a major. Social work was different than psychology. Psychology was how your mind works and why you made the thoughts you made. Social work was how you put that to work. It was taking things that weren't working for you and reframing them in ways that they did. I received both my bachelor's and my master's in social work from Washburn University under some of the most talented and amazing professors. I owe them everything. In university blogs, I found this funny term, and it describes academics' life after academia. It's called a recovering academic. This is what happens when you spend 4+ years immersed in education and learning, and then they cut you off, throw you out, and hand you a degree. Thankfully, we're graced with these continuing education credits, right? Like, we have to keep working on ourselves. You have to keep brushing up on your skills and dusting off your diagnostic manual. You can't let it go to waste. This podcast is my gift to all of those recovering academics out there. It's dedicated to you, you constant learners. Today, we're going to take a look at 4 important questions, then launch you into my world. The first thing is to look at the purpose of our podcast. What is this podcast for? This is a podcast for mental health therapists who have enough theory in their life and want to get richly grounded in holistic, intuitive interventions. Each month, we'll select a theme from our experience and core values, and each week we'll dive deep into a specific age population, and we'll look at how treatment relates to our theme. The populations are split into 4-H groups, running from mothers, gestation, children, adolescents, and adults. Every now and then, we'll invite an expert in to discuss their practice and their experience. Secondly, we're going to talk about our interventions. What interventions? All of the meat and potatoes aside, interventions are our life. This podcast is going to be dedicated to a mix of holistic mindfulness-based interventions, such as mindfulness-based stress reduction techniques, DBT, ACT, other holistic integrative grounding work. I know that sounds pretty, but what it means is that we're using techniques that ground us in the present. This is where I want to begin and end every session for a reason. Without grounding ourselves with our clients, we may as well be re-traumatizing them without healing them. And that's not okay. Each intervention is chosen based on how it aligns with this belief. It grounds here and now so that clients can move forward in their lives. Not just give you 1 to 2 tools, wave them goodbye, and toss them out like we were with our degrees. Our primary interest is to review and identify several different interventions and ways to sharpen those skills you already have by first applying them directly into your everyday practice in life. That's right, you do the self-work so you can give the homework. We appreciate you listening, but I want you to take your self-work home and make it a reality. We believe that groundwork doesn't stop in the office. Transformation is through experience, role modeling, enriching your life as a clinician. Thirdly, scripts and continuing education credits are available for these podcasts at our blog, mytherapies.org. Continuing education is available with post-tests on the blog as well. Continuing your education is a core value of our work, and receiving credit is part of our mission. Each week, links for education will be made for low-cost CEUs to continue to support our work. Should you enjoy this podcast, please support us through purchasing CEUs on our site so that we can continue to provide this. You can listen for free, and you can even get credit in that sense, but buying the CEUs, that puts the support back in us, and that makes it so we can make one more episode for everyone else. Fourthly, enriching therapeutic practices with technology is the next advancement in our field. We may engage through journaling on a smartphone, receiving the weekly assignment with mindfulness apps, or games or short videos on YouTube geared to engaging both our left and right brains before we start. BNF is a place to let your geek flag fly, where any episode might have suggestions through pop culture metaphors, popular music lyrics, hip-hop, gaming. Any of these are examples that may be used to engage where your client's already at. So that's a little about me, my purpose, and the purpose of the BNF podcast. I appreciate you joining me today and look forward to interacting on Instagram and Facebook at mytherapies or through the hashtag Topeka Anxiety and Therapist. And I strive to respond to every post. Thank you for joining us. Interested in meeting with us live? This month's podcast is sponsored in part by the 2019 KCAP Conference on Poverty. The Kansas Conference on Poverty brings together direct service workers, agency department management, agency board of directors, volunteers, and anti-poverty advocates from Kansas nonprofit organizations, faith-based agencies, and government offices. Join us at the Capitol Plaza Hotel in Topeka, Kansas on July 17th and 18th in our live workshops. This year's conference theme is Working Towards Prosperity. I really enjoy this conference. It will be my 3rd year attending and my 2nd year speaking. Each year, I discover new resources, I add to my referral list, and make friends with excellent people doing great things in my state. When you're in the business of solving problems and making change, you sometimes need to recharge your batteries and give back to other workers. We hope to see you live and in real life, and welcome you to our community of changemakers. Thanks so much for joining us on BNF Podcast. Check out this week's blog post for relevant links, resources, and homework. If this podcast helps you or your clients, continue to share our work with colleagues and consider purchasing CEUs at mytherapies.org/BNF. Thank you so much for being here and sharing this space with us. Always remember, you are enough. See you next week.